My week began like shoot.
Okay.
I said shoot instead of shit, but now I just said shit. So, I heard somebody at work say OS, and I was like, what? And she was like, OS. Like, okay, got it. And
OS.
Bless her little heart. OS.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I was on my way to the gym, as I per usual, and I had a little incident with a popo. To where I was like a mile away from the gym, and honestly, I saw him behind me, and I was like, maybe I can lose this guy. And so I literally
Kiera!
Went. Okay, I mean, what? Let's be honest.
Illegal.
I know that's probably bad. So I went to the neighborhood.
No, not probably. It is bad. It is bad.
He didn't like flash his light. So it's not like I'm not like running away from him at this point. I just notice him, and I'm like, if I can like, yeah, that would be different if I was.
You're
running
trying to
away
shake
from
him.
The police.
You're trying, to shake him.
Correct. Okay. I can tell he's behind me. I'm like, well, there's a neighbor, like a neighborhood right there. So I go into the neighborhood. And I could kind of tell he was passing me. At this point, I'm like, you know, on my screen in my car, I'm like, where am I going? Because I know there's a back way. Anyways, I get to a stop sign, turn left, and he's just still standing there, like sitting there, like as I turn left. And so I like kind of lose him, can't see him. And I'm like, great, I'm good. And I go to like the main road. So pretty much I did a big U-ey in the neighborhood and to the main road to the gym. And I can see
why,
the gym.
Can I just ask really fast? Uh-huh. Why did you feel the need to lose him?
because I had a feeling like I knew what he was going to pull me over
and
for.
And what was that?
Which is what I will say here. What was that feeling?
Yeah, what was the feeling that?
So sudden and new. That was dumb.
No, I loved that.
The feeling was, oh, crap. I know if this guy's really looking at my license plate, he will tell that I have not renewed my tags. And I just knew, you know, and you're like, I know I'm not speeding. And I mean, yeah, I was kind of running away from him. So like, maybe that would be suspicious. But it was so annoying. I got to the main road and I was like, I'm fine. And then I literally see him like, he must have like sped up.
And
then he put on his lights and I literally was like, dang it. He walked up and he was like, hey, ma'am. I was like, you know, like he knew and I knew.
Ma'am is worse than the ticket also.
Literally, ma'am. I was like, no. And he was like, ma'am, the reason why I pulled you over is your tags are expired. I was like, yeah. And he was like, is there any reason? And I was like, no. Little does he know, just at the time, I was like, I don't feel like paying like $400 for this. Like, it's stupid expensive in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't want to deal with this. And I know that's bad because I know that I could get a ticket. So it's not even like I'm not aware. I just was like out of sight, out of mind. Don't want to do this in June, mind you. So my husband.
Wait, they expired in June.
They expired in June.
It's been that long.
So it's been that long. I won't lie.
Mira is 8 months old. Almost nine months. Expired as Mira.
I was going to say
expired
like,
as Mira.
I thought like the start of 2025
months,
or something.
Nope,
that's
9 months.
Bad, Kiera.
9 months.
Kiera, that's horrible.
I know. And you know where you're like every time.
Do you have to pay that back? And then like next, like in June, you're going to have to pay again. So it's pretty soon.
No, they last for 2 years. Tags last for 2 years.
Not in North Carolina.
Last 1 year.
Oh,
one
that
year.
Sucks for you guys.
Yeah, so I will have to pay it like bam, bam. Essentially,
it's
gonna be stupid. And literally, in my head, I'm like, the things that go through my head, okay, are like the hoops that I jump through mentally.
Like if
I'm
I can
unwell.
Make it to a year,
correct,
then I can just get
like I'll just
not
I'll,
have to
honestly,
pay last year.
I'll
yeah.
like do double at that point. Anyways, bad. And so he literally was like, "Did you know?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Any reason?" And I was like, "No."
You should have said it's like, this like really expensive, and I'm trying to make ends meet.
I'm actually drunk.
Honestly, I should have.
Really
tough. It's so hard for me. I should have, but I didn't. But I literally, and he was like, all right, like, let me, like, he literally was like, let me, like, see your license. I was like, okay.
He, like, didn't even want to deal with you at all.
I think he, like, felt bad, but I was like, you know, where you're like, I know and you know, and it's like, I have no good reason. And so it's like, whatever. And sitting in my car, I'm like, oh, that's weird. He didn't like, normally it's like license and registration. And then I just had a total blonde moment. I'm like, well, that's because I don't have none currently, you know, because it's literally expired. So he comes back and he's like, yeah, I am going to have to like write you up for a citation. And I was like, cool. And he's like, it just, as long as, this is the funny part. I had a moment just to myself. I was like, I should not laugh about this out loud. But he was like, you do need to show up to court, you know, by this day.
Are you serious? What?
And pretty much was like, yeah. Or else. I mean, he didn't flat out say I would have a warrant out. But you know where you're like thinking that he's like, if you don't show up or pay by April, I think it's like April 30th. Essentially, like, I'll be in, like, trouble with the government. And I kind of wanted to be like, yeah, well, I don't want to have a warrant out again. You know, and I was like, not the time.
Not the time. Not the audience for that.
Not the audience for that. So, and then I literally have my side. So, I'm going to get that sorted in the next. I literally just checked, like, right before this. And I was like, okay, it's April 30th. So, I need to do all my things. HBD Kath. And he did say that, like, if you just get it done as soon as possible, like, your citation charge will, like, most likely drop. Just that's
nice.
Mainly
okay.
There to, like, make sure that you do
to,
it.
Like, keep you accountable.
Correct. And it's, I mean, okay. It is, like, hefty. It's, like, $250, the citation. He's like, you could also take it if you do feel like going to court and fighting this, you can. And I was like,
I mean, you're gonna lose.
I know. I literally was like, why would I just be like, yeah, at the time I was broke and now like there's just no, I'm not gonna win that. So
yeah.
I just have to get it taken care of. But it's just like annoying.
I'm so sorry.
You know, it's just one of those things. And now I have a citation and a potential other warrant out if I don't pay for this. So I'm holding myself accountable to. And then my oil light came on. And then, you know, when you're like, well, frick, now I have to get, I have to like make sure all my things are done before I can even get it like inspected and then go online and do the registration, which is like $250.
Oh, do you have to do inspections there? That's
nice. We have to do annual inspections. I mean, luckily they're not crazy.
Did Virginia
$30, $50?
No. Okay.
Pennsylvania
did growing up.
Actually, I've never heard of these things. This sucks.
Yeah. North Carolina is honestly not the best when it comes to like annual
I am so
car stuff.
Sorry
but yeah. And again, that's at the time I'm like, well, I $300, I mean, obviously it's like I should have like known, like every year that literally happens, but I was like, I don't feel like paying this $300, I would rather go on a vacation. And I'm like, well, now it's like $500, and I'm sure there's like an increase, like I'm sure it's like not even only 250 for not even the citation for the renewal because I have the late fee, so I haven't even like checked on what that is. The good thing is I do know somebody that got it renewed after 2 years. She like ended up not like just never got pulled over. And she was like, honestly, the late fee wasn't like that bad. And I was like, that's crazy. And also you have
honestly,
favor over your life.
Yeah.
For like not. And that's where I'm like, I know that this would be the reason that I get pulled over because I'm not doing anything crazy. I'm not like.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a heavy foot.
Besides
I'm, like,
being on your phone, like. 24/7.
Oh yeah,
I was hoping you wouldn't say that, so thanks for bringing that to the surface, except for that. But yeah, anyways, that's my week, so love that for me. Oh, also I'm in my cobalt blue era. Do you
see
my nails?
Oh,
nails.
My word, those are very cute.
I know listeners, so you can't see, but they're like bright blue, super fun. And I just got this like Free People dupe bag from Shein of all places.
Ooh.
The same color, so
cute.
I'm just.
I
a
got
blue
this new
girl.
Sweater that's also blue.
I know.
I'm also into blue right now.
I love it. It really does nice with your hair, like your dark hair.
Oh, thanks.
The contrast.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Any life updates for you guys?
I had to go to. I know. I had to go to the shop to get our oil changed in both of our cars.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get them in same day, so I had to go two days back to back.
That sucks.
And the first day I thought the appointment was at 10. So I get there and he goes, your appointment's at 11.
Oh, ew.
So I was like, ew, what do I do? So I went to a coffee shop and just hung out but I also have Mira.
I was going to say, did you have Mira with you?
Yeah. So then I had to we were out for an hour and then we went back at 11 and then we were there for another hour. And then all of a sudden I was like, I've been at a stinking card shop all day. Mm-hmm. The silver lining. Judge Judy was on both times I was there.
Oh, heck yeah.
And I have not watched Judge Judy since I was sick in like elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really fun because people are really stupid and they argue about the dumbest things. And like the people were like, you know what? Well, we're taking this to court. That's the kind of energy I was getting.
Yeah.
One
were
of
the
people
cases,
who like tried to fight having to pay their inspection.
Mm-hmm. I kind
of
had
so one of them was like, We rented a bouncy house from you, and you said you were going to come pick it up, but then you didn't come that same day. And so someone showed up and they're like, hey, this is my bouncy house. And so we're like, okay, here you go. And it wasn't her, and it got stolen. And so she was trying to get out of having to pay to replace the new bounce house for this lady's company. Judge Judy wasn't having it. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
She wasn't having it. So that was kind of fun.
She never is.
Oh, yeah.
She never is.
She's on anybody's side.
No.
She's on her own side.
I guess it's kind of the point, because that's like, that's what you're a judge. But
I have not seen Judge Judy in forever.
No. Well, it's on at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Pacific time.
Perfect.
11, okay. 12, 1,
2. 2 p.m. 6 p.m. your time.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're doing at 2 p.m.
Well,
so
you're at midnight.
On a weekday, but.
Just me propping my phone about work, guys. Everybody shut up. I'm watching Judge Judy.
Shut up.
Oh, you need this design done for our stream? No, sorry.
Too bad.
I'm seeing who's going to court today.
Hello, you guys, and welcome to It's Been Forever podcast. My name is Casey.
My name is Kira.
And my name is,
say it with me,
Merida. I loved the dissonance.
Wow.
I loved
it.
I think it was deep.
Yep.
I think that you would appreciate it if you understood the difficulty of what we just did. Or it was hideous. You decide. But anyway, we're so excited. You guys, this is our final installment of Hot Seat.
Wow.
This is crazy. I'm really excited. I hope this has been insightful for you guys. It's also been really fun for us, because it's not like we just sit around and like, tell me your deepest, darkest secret. So it's just kind of fun to hear this perspective from each other and just kind of grill each other a little bit. Sometimes we kind of know the answers because we kind of talk about this stuff sometimes. But other times I'm like, oh, hey, I didn't know that about you. So tonight we are very excited to bring up the rear of the group.
Oh,
but it's a good looking rear. But it's a good looking rear.
A good looking rear.
The one, the only, Meredith.
I loved that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I was telling Meredith before we started recording, for whatever reason, it was super easy for me to pick questions to grill Meredith.
I know. That's actually so funny.
And I don't know why.
I've had mine sitting on my notes app for a little bit, too. Like, I had like both of yours, and I literally would go down the list of check, 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 check. So I'm actually super excited as well.
Yeah. I hope you have something that's like breathy, lightwear, because it's going to get hot.
I actually didn't even think about it. I'm wearing a big old sweater.
I did see that. I was like, maybe it's breathable. Maybe
I can't
tell.
Turn down the AC. Tell your husband to turn it down.
Ever since Lainey came out, I've just been sweating and haven't stopped anyways.
Okay.
So
it's
just,
whatever.
Okay. It's just the huge.
Okay.
It's the huge.
I'm really excited to get started.
Okay.
I am. And I did say I was going to start off with a softball, because
you
I
did.
Think it's important to start off with a softball.
Yeah.
Okay. So welcome to the hot seat.
Thank
welcome.
You.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Okay. I feel like you're really hyping. I'm so excited.
I am
kind of
hyping
what,
this up.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I'm getting more and more nervous.
Mine was like, why did you break up with your boyfriend? And I'm like, I'm so excited to know what.
Because I didn't like him. That's why.
I just wasn't in love with him. And now Maris, I'm like, oh boy.
What, you think you're too good for him, huh?
Shut up. Oh my God. Okay, moving on. This is about me. Okay.
I'm dead. Oh, okay.
So funny.
I'm laughing because I already know the answer to this question, but.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, my.
Do you regret getting Finn?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for asking this question.
Oh, wow. My jaw's
so
on the floor,
context,
you guys.
For context, listeners, my husband and I decided to get a puppy when I was 7 months pregnant. So,
best
in my third trimester.
Yeah, it sounds exactly how it went.
Yeah, and it went exactly how it sounds. So we got this dog in my third trimester, and my husband, ever since we got married and we moved into this house, my husband has been wanting a long-haired miniature wiener dog.
Do we
and
know what
finally
breed he is?
I know, I'm like, he's your dog.
Yeah. So finally I was feeling like not nauseous enough in my pregnancy where I was like, let's just do it. And so we did it. And I will say I don't regret it, but I maybe wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
You know, okay. I actually had a friend, one of my best friends is also pregnant and she has a toddler. And she texted me like a month ago maybe and was like, okay, tell me straight up, like, if I, like, do you regret, you know, kind of the same question? Because she said that she had they had the opportunity to get a puppy for free from one of her mom's friends. And I was like, honestly, girl, like, it's a lot of work with a newborn. Yeah. And like, it was a lot of work for us to have a newborn and a puppy and to have a toddler on top of it. That would be really hard. Right. So I haven't heard anything. I don't think that she did. But so anyways, to answer your question, don't regret it, but would not recommend. Maybe.
Yeah.
It did help the last leg of the pregnancy to go quickly because we had this like new fun thing that we were busy with. I wasn't just thinking like ahead to like, oh, when's May gonna get here or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But we love Finn and like he's chilled out now. He's a year old. We've had him for a year now. And
have you really? That's wild.
That's crazy.
February 7th was a year.
Really? Okay.
That we got him. Yep. And it's sweet. Like Lainey loves him and he's so sweet with her. Like she'll grab his fur and like mess with him and he just lays there. And like there was even one time where like a car came to our driveway and he was sitting by her and then he went up and like barked, you know, and
oh, he's trying to protect her.
Ran away from my baby.
Yes, and then once he realized like, oh, threat neutralized, he ran back and sat right back beside Lainey.
Threat neutralized.
Get out. Yeah. Wait, like, why is that actually
really
so cute?
That is really cute.
So, yeah,
so
thanks. Good
obviously
question.
Obviously, there's beautiful things that come from it now, but at the time, I do remember a few moments where you're like, you guys.
Yeah.
But those are also the
pregnant. Yeah. I mean, newborn, new puppy.
Actually, we should post the video. Do you guys remember I sent you a Snapchat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember.
Me sobbing pregnant when Finn was ringing. Actually, we should post that on the
story. That would be good.
Dog won't stop ringing the bell.
We're trying to like potty train him to like ring the bell and go outside. And he was ringing it like just all the time constantly. And I just lost my absolute mind.
Yeah.
So we'll post that on the story.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. It's a good one, Case. Okay, Mayor. I asked Casey this as well, so you're going to get this one too, which is, what is the most illegal thing you've ever done?
Most illegal thing you've ever done.
Illegal thing you've ever done and the last lie you told. Like, those two kind of went hand in hand for her.
Okay.
So we're going to do the same for you.
I'm trying to think the most illegal thing I've ever done. Okay, actually, I don't know if this is illegal, but this is the most like morally gray thing I've ever done.
Morally gray.
So in high school, this is going to expose me. And like, if there's any like vegans or like animal lovers out there, know that I don't think I would go out and do this today. This is what we did in high school.
Oh boy.
We grew up in a small town, kind of Hickville. So for fun, we would go possum beating.
What?
We would drive back. I can't believe I've never told you guys this. We would drive back the back roads of our hometown and like one of the guys would have a spotlight, you know, trying to see like eyes in the ditch. And then once you'd see one, we'd get out. We had this baseball bat or like I would use my field hockey stick and we'd get out.
What
and we'd
the
just beat
heck,
the crap
Meredith.
Out of the
Meredith
out of the pop
and Spiker.
With your
also
hockey
not my middle name, but
I know. I wanted to see if you caught that.
It's my mom's middle name, so you're close.
Don't
oh, really?
Like you didn't know that wasn't right. You were just wrong.
No, I genuinely did. Yeah, it's hold on.
Yeah?
It's not Anne. Meredith. I wanted to make sure we knew that it wasn't Anne.
Can I say it?
No, don't say it. Wait, give me like 2 seconds.
Do you want the letter?
Elizabeth?
Don't tell her. Don't tell her.
Okay, frick. Okay, wait. Michelle.
Ew, no.
Meredith Michelle is a terrible name.
That is so bad. Isn't it just like a basic name?
It's one. Remember, I don't like it. I don't really like my
name. Oh, wow. I'm like genuinely blanking and that's so bad. And I know Casey's
going to be like, dang it.
I know. That's why I like need. Wait, can you? Can we keep going? And like, I will circle back. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Like, let's circle back. Okay.
Okay. So anyways, that's probably the most like, and I, but that's the thing is like, I don't know if it's illegal. I'm sure it is illegal. Actually, funny story. There's a guy from my hometown who did it at BMS or not BMS, at EMU, and he got kicked out of EMU.
Oh.
For beating because, a possum.
Because he beat for a beating. Possum. He's like,
wait,
campus.
That's so normal in Belleville, Pennsylvania. And they're like, no.
Yeah. And like people in our town were like, who do they think they are? They think they're better than us? You know?
That's actually
and then now
whack.
Being removed, I'm
I
like,
I think they're better than us, huh?
Kind of bad. Like, that's, I remember I told someone here that and they were like, what? You did what?
That's.
No, that is definitely I mean, I'm not morally
even
gray.
I'm not even going to sit here and say that I'm not surprised or that people in my hometown haven't done something similar.
Totally. It's just Hickville. It's what you do.
There's nothing else.
All right, Keith,
and then the last lie.
Like you remembered it.
You look like you remembered
okay,
it.
I think. Okay. Lee?
Yes.
Good job.
L-E-I-G. Yes.
Yes.
I like had remembered a like Meredith Lee. Like Mary
Meredith
Lee.
Ann.
Mary
That's
Lee
not my
something.
Middle name.
Meredith
well,
Ann.
What is her middle name? Oh, just give me like 2 seconds.
Michelle.
Like it's
totally
coming.
It
okay,
Michelle?
It did come to me eventually.
Elizabeth
okay.
Michelle. Those were crazy. Yeah.
Those were bad.
Meredith Elizabith
Michelle
rolls
Spiker.
Off the tongue.
To be fair, kind of like Lee. I think it's cute.
Well, I mean, if you really would have liked it, you would have remembered.
You would have remembered it, Kira Elise Becker. But it's fine.
It's actually the same middle name as my brother, but just spelled different.
Well, so when I was little, I thought it was stupid how it was spelled, so I just spelled it L E E.
I'm
okay,
like,
boy.
Dead.
You know, like at school, I was like L E E.
I'm General Lee.
Like this is my middle name, and your mom's like, it's literally not actually. I don't want to write it out. Okay, last lie you told.
Last lie I told. Oh, my gosh. I actually can't remember.
Oh, okay.
And that's a lie.
Oh, my God.
Okay, get out of here.
It was probably... No, I don't think so. I was going to say it was probably a lie to, like, get out of something, but I'm pretty upfront about, like, no, I don't want to do that. So... Hmm. I remember a formative lie that I told.
Okay.
Or I remember like when I was in first grade, that was when I first learned that like I can lie and get away with it.
Ew. That's like kind of young.
And when in class, because I went to Christian school, in class we started our day with prayer and one of the kids had a prayer request because they're like, grandma was sick or dying or something like that. And this is insane. I was like, I want attention. And
okay.
So I raised my hand and I said, can you pray for our family? Because we don't have anything to eat at home except for bread.
Meredith Spiker.
Wait, I'm...
Did the school like call Meredith your parents?
Or were they like, are you feeding your child?
Course, like literally everyone... knows everyone in my town. Like my mom literally cut my teacher's hair. Like my mom was a hairdresser in town. So like, yeah, she called my mom after school and was like, do you guys like need a meal? And my mom's like,
that's
it's just like she's you know, ratted me out and I got in trouble at home and at school. So
that is actually so funny, Mare. Never knew that.
So that's not the
and
last
then I never told a lie again. Bread. Psych.
Like, just the like so descriptive of like all we have is bread.
I know what the, why bread?
All we have is white
in my
bread,
head
there's Hawaiian
cheap.
Buns.
In my head all we have is Wonder Bread at home. White Wonder
we actually
Bread.
Have Dave's Killer Bread at home.
Oh.
It's a $6 loaf, but that's all we
all
have.
We have. It's all we can afford.
On the dairy farm.
On the dairy
farm. Oh yeah.
We just
you
dip it in the raw.
We can't
milk.
Even have the milk.
We have to sell it or we'll die.
We sell it for $60.
For a $6 that's loaf, insane. That's all we have.
Yeah, and the Amish cup. Oh, gosh. But we do churn our own butter.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, Case.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to eat. Turn it up. Okay. Meredith, what is something you think you're failing in or at right now?
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
I hate
that question.
I knew you would. I'm so sorry. It came to me and I was like, she's going to squirm.
So I was just talking to Noah about this. I feel like I'm someone who I'm not super inventive and I'm not tenacious. Like, I'm not someone who's going to like come up with a new idea and implement it right away. Like, I'm, you know, so like at my job, I feel confident in like my worship leading abilities and like my ability to connect with a congregation and lead a team well. But one area that I feel like I'm like, I guess, like failing in is like I kind of came into this job and just did the copy and paste template from what worship at our church was before. And I didn't bring any like new ideas. And I don't really have any new ideas. Like, it's very like, which I guess is kind of a, if it's not broken, don't fix it. I know.
Yeah, get that thing out of there.
Just get it out. Just get it out. Okay. It's okay. We have time.
Take a swig of that water.
I'm just going to keep talking through it.
I was like, maybe they don't hear
trucker.
It.
Oh, no, we heard it.
No, we heard it.
Maybe they don't hear it.
Excuse me. Okay.
Gosh, okay.
Sorry. That's fine. But I was, so there's a new worship leader at a church, like a town over, and I was watching their live stream and I was like, oh, I can tell he like brought a bunch of new like technology and like they're implementing different things. And he like has like a talk back mic and is like music directing as he's like worship leading and stuff like that. And that's just not something that I've ever done or like feel comfortable with. And also I'm like, is that really, does our church need that? Like we use tracks and that works great. Like when is the time to like change? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's not necessarily something I feel like I'm failing in, but I do feel like, are there ways that I can bring more to this role than what I am currently?
Mm. That makes sense.
So that's that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It does.
Thank you for your question. I feel like after each one, I have to say, like, thank you. Like, thanks for asking.
You can. Okay.
You're not welcome.
Okay.
Mine is a throwback to college.
I did that into the mic.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Shut up. What's one regret in college you haven't told us?
Oh, man. Ooh. I have so many regrets, and I feel like I probably told you all of them.
I know. I think you have,
but like,
too, but just dig in the depths.
Dig deep. But, like, okay. Dig deep.
So I want to know if there's one that this you don't know about.
And this kind of goes back to, like, letter to our college self. We had an episode in season one that was, I think, titled Letter to Our College Self.
Oh, cute. But I did that.
I regret prioritizing, like, boys in college. Like,
I'm snapping.
I was in all my friend groups. You guys with my soccer friend group at Northwestern.
Your other friends.
Like, their other friends that we weren't friends with.
I know.
I'm sorry.
As I was saying it, I was like, they're going to roast me. I don't know why I had this weird thing of like, I didn't mix my friend groups. I was scared.
But yeah, you didn't let us
didn't
become
realize
friends
it
until
at
your
the
wedding
time.
Day. It's fine.
Yeah.
But you sure mix your applesauce with all your food. I don't know what's going on. For
I
some
don't
reason,
either.
Like, I am just like.
You're on one.
Every corner, I'm that. Like, I'm going to punch her now in this corner. And I'm going to punch her again.
She's like, I've literally been waiting for this hot seat.
You know what? I do love. I have applesauce in my fridge right now. Mix it with supper.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Maybe I haven't talked to enough people today.
Sure.
Sorry.
This is your first adult interaction.
Yeah.
You're like, finally, someone not Mira.
You, Mira, Judge Judy. That's it.
Oh, that's funny. The Holy Trinity.
Holy Trinity.
Stupid. That's not even funny. I don't know why I'm laughing.
Thank you for laughing.
But I was known in each friend group. I was known as like the ditcher. Like at some point when we're hanging out tonight, Meredith's just going to disappear because she's going to
go hang out with
the
boys
or whatever.
Like, you don't know where she went. She just is gone.
Yeah. And I just regret, like, there are so many, like, Snapchat memories really kill because like friends will send Snapchat memories in our like group chat. And I'm like, oh, I wasn't there for that, you know? because I was like chasing this relationship that nothing came out of it. And yeah, I just feel like I missed a lot. And I think it, I mean, you guys can speak to it. I think it sent the message to my friends of like, oh, I know you guys are always going to be there. So I'm just going to leave you in the dust because I know you'll be there tomorrow. You know? And that's not fair to my friends. That was not fair to you guys, you know? And I can see that now. But
yeah.
So I think, yeah, that's something, especially like with my kids, I'm very much going to like emphasize that, like,
dating, no dating until you're 35.
I don't want to, you know, yeah, like say like no dating in college because LOL. But, right. You know, like that's not the point.
Right.
There's so much better out there.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. I'm glad we came to that conclusion.
Yeah.
But
I mean, there's definitely some hard
times. I think
times,
we knew that regret.
I think. Yeah. There was definitely some hard times, but we worked through it, obviously. Yeah.
We did.
Okay. That was a great question. Mm-hmm. I liked that a lot.
That was a good one.
Okay, question number 3.
Trace, if you will.
Please don't keep count. No. I won't be able to.
Well, I mean.
Is it third of yours? Or the third?
Yeah, it's a third of mine.
Oh, okay, okay.
I numbered them, so that's how I know.
Oh.
I don't know. If you don't number them, then you don't number them.
Nope.
Okay. Are you happy living in Iowa?
No.
Oh. Okay. Are you happy with your dog? Are you happy with
I
know, sorry.
No.
Oh, wow. These are like a little pointed.
I love it. I am happy where we are.
What does that mean?
So people here, when I like say where I'm from, they're always, there's like a level of like, they're impressed, like,
right.
Oh, you, like, wow, you're from so far. I'm like, no, you got, like, I moved from one small town to another small town. It's not like I moved to like a
right,
which not saying there's anything wrong with living in a small town. Like, I don't know. I think we are very content with our life here. Noah and I both, the housing market here compared to other places is so good. I mean, it still sucks for like what we pay for a house in a small town is still insane, but it's better than, you know, in these bigger cities. So we like found a house that was very reasonable price. We have two jobs that we love.
Mm-hmm.
We have great friends here that we consider family, like chosen family. But I don't think this is ever a place that I imagined settling down in. But I don't know where else we would go either.
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about moving back to like where my family is. But again, like, I'm not going to find the job that I have there. Like, there's just not a church, at least that I know of in that area, that it would hire a female as a leadership role.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it is like music and for some reason in churches.
Yeah, that's the one
like,
exception.
That's
allowed.
That and like children's ministry are the ones that's like, yeah, you can be on a microphone because it's music and it's kids.
Yeah.
But we can get into that another time.
Uh-huh.
The theology behind that. But yeah, so I don't know. I think I am happy here, but there's always a level of like, I feel almost embarrassed, if that makes sense. Especially like, you guys both live in like larger cities and you guys just have so much more culture in your areas.
Yeah.
And there just is not a lot here. I mean, it's definitely getting more diverse here than it was even from when we were in college. Like, the Hispanic population, especially in the town over, like the elementary school there, is more like white kids are the minority at that school now, you know? But yeah, I don't know. So I'm torn. I am happy that we're here, but I also am not. I feel very like, I don't feel tethered here, like we'll be here forever, but I also don't know where else we would go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Like, it just feel like you have built like a community.
Mm-hmm.
yeah,
you know, don't have friends. Mm-hmm. But I also would be like, college us, I feel like, would be shocked that you of all people would be still
totally
living in Iowa. But I do feel like, I mean, and you have like you're raising a daughter there and stuff. So I feel like life, like how it looks now, I'm mm-hmm. sure, like makes it like, oh yeah, like where else would we go? And it is nice that he has family there. So
yeah. Yep.
Honestly, it was very cute going back for your wedding, walking on our college campus.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the high school here, there's so like Noah loved growing up here. Like having, there's like a marching band and sports and like everyone's in everything. And you just get such a well-rounded like childhood. And it's like a safe town that you can like kids roam the streets and they're like safe. And I don't know, like that's really nice too and enticing to like raise kids here. But
yeah,
so I don't know. We'll see if we're here long term or what yeah. comes up. But
yeah. Yeah.
Thanks. That was a good question.
Yeah.
That was. Okay, a little bit of a hard left. Cool. When was the last time you felt truly seen and known? I know.
Yeah.
I know. I might have to marinate on that one. Zach.
Truly seen and known. So yeah. I joined this like mom's book club on Wednesday nights. Which used to be the time that we recorded, so thanks for accommodating.
You're welcome. It's fine. It's yeah. fine. Whatever.
Yeah. But it's just a group of girls that are like my age that are all also like young moms, or moms of like young kids. Like I think the oldest is like 3 and a half, like child. And this group is just very life giving. Like it's very, affirming of whatever like your like stage of motherhood looks like, you know, like we all just show up at, it starts at 8, but it's very like, oh, if you're an hour late, that's fine because we all get it. And like there's no expectation to like look a certain way or like bring a certain thing. Like we all just come, and we all come with our emotional support water bottle and our book. And like for the first couple months that it was running, we were there till like 11 o'clock, 11:30. Like it was like late. Like we were talking. Now it's more like 10 o'clock. We're done. But I feel like that was that group. I just feel very understood, and there's no judgment because you know, like with motherhood, there's so much like mom guilt. Like you birth this child, but you also birth a whole bunch of expectations that you have for yourself and your partner. Yeah. And so like having a group like this that is just very understanding of like those feelings and also can be really reassuring of like, no, you are a great mom. And like, I don't know. And also learning together, like we're always going through like a book study or something. And yeah, I don't know. It's just very, I feel seen there in the sense of like, oh, these people get it. Like
yeah,
these people get the stage of life that I'm in, and a lot of them are like through my current stage and are on to the next stage, and so I can like look at that too and be like, oh, I kind of can see what's coming down the pipeline a little bit, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
If any of you guys are listening, shout out. I love
shout
you.
Out Mary loves you. Yeah, that's really cool. I love
feel
that
seen. I feel loved. Yeah. That is cool.
Beloved.
Especially like going into motherhood, you don't realize like when people say motherhood, you don't understand the full like the full depth that has until you actually step into it and you're like, oh my gosh,
it's like all
millions
consuming.
Billions of women have walked before me.
Yeah,
and there's just so much wisdom to pass on, and it's really cool.
Yeah
so, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my last question. Do you still find yourself finding your self-worth in how other people view you?
That is, I feel like you asked that because you know.
Oh.
That is something that I've always struggled with. And like last week we talked about Kiara, that like podcast episode.
The Oprah one, the Oprah one, Kristen Bell.
Yes, that talked about like did you get those shoes because you like them or because you thought other people would like them, you know? And that was so eye-opening to me. I think I'm definitely like growing and moving on from that. But I think there's just so many things growing up. Like I was kind of bullied in school and was made fun of a lot for like how I looked and how I dressed and how I acted. And even down to like the way I ate, like in the cafeteria, I remember kids like making fun of me for like eating too fast. And so like it's hard to so after that I've kind of learned of like, oh, this is how I have to show up in the world for people to like me, because people can't not like me. Like I have to be accepted in this group of people. And so what can I do to be accepted in this group of people? And that's kind of helped me learn how to like chameleon into all these different like friend groups. But then because of that, I feel like this constant pressure to like be exactly who everyone around me wants me to be. Mm-hmm. And that is just exhausting.
Yeah.
And so I'm like slowly healing from that. I probably like 4 years ago, I started a class called Faith Walking. And it talks about a lot of like, it starts like self-awareness of like how you react in certain situations and why do you react that way and like what happened in your life that caused these defense mechanisms. And that was the first time I really like thought of all of this. So I feel like really ever since then I've been trying to like notice my reactions a lot more and like notice how I'm feeling in certain situations and kind of try and like work through those feelings in real time. But that's really hard to do. Especially like, when I'm back in some of those settings, like when I travel back home, I feel a lot of that, like around some of those similar people who caused wounds. And then you have to try and work through that in like real time. It's hard. But so I definitely feel like, I'm mending from that. But I don't know if I'll ever fully be like, it doesn't matter because I like me. You know, like that's easier said. Like I can say that and that sounds really good. But at the end of the day, like, I do still care if like so-and-so thinks my pants are cute. You know, because like I want them to think I'm cute and like funny and want to be friends with me. But I don't know. So,
It's a journey. It's a journey.
It's the climb.
At least we have the same vision. Okay, I do have two more, but I'm trying to figure out which one.
You could do both.
Nail her with both.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely plow me with both of them.
Absolutely take me out.
Okay, one. What is something you wish people would ask you more often or would ask about you more often?
Ask me about fill
ask
in
me
the blank.
Anything
about
my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Cristo.
Jesus Christos.
Man, I don't know. That's a really good question. Nothing, because I don't want to talk to you.
Please.
If I have to talk to you, that means I have to like be care about what you think about me, and I don't want to do that.
I'm trying, like, I'm thinking of like maybe things I'm like passionate about. Like, I love talking about Taylor Swift lore.
You're like, I love please ask about, me more about that.
I thought you were gonna say, I did not expect you to.
I didn't either.
No, I did not see that coming.
I love talking about like A Court of Thorns and Roses. Like, I'm rereading those right now and they're just so good. I love talking about like pop culture. So,
okay.
I don't know. What did you think I was going to say?
I don't know about you. Like
my
about
growing up. Ask me about my dairy farm. Ask me about the cows I raised.
Right.
I do love like getting deep and like my favorite question is, when was the last time you cried? Let's do that. I'll talk about that. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
But I also love just like, if you want to know information on this one niche subject, such as like the triangle of characters in the Folklore album. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Wow. Okay.
You know,
so
know
it's like talk to me about something case? So. I barely do. I know there was moss on a house when she sang. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. I cried.
So it's like something that has to be so so specific that only you have this like main interest in. That gets you fired up.
Kinda. Yeah.
Is that what I'm understanding here?
Okay. I like. Here's the underlying.
Okay.
I like feeling really intelligent about a subject.
Revelation. So, okay. Revelation. If you ask me,
I will talk your ear off, you know, about this one niche Taylor Swift lore because I know a lot about it.
Uh-huh.
And I like to feel intelligent.
Okay.
Even though it's about something so like trivial and like kind of lame. But yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
I almost want to go deeper in this moment. Like,
okay. Ask another question.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like we're scratching the surface of something kind of revelation-y. Right, we're revelation-y. Yeah. We just keep rolling.
So like, why do you want to feel
right? Like what?
Like, sure.
A lot. Does that kind of, let's say that kind of circles back to our childhood a little bit of like, when people talk to me, I want you to know that I'm not a moron or whatever.
I feel like I've thought about this a lot. In a lot of settings that I'm in, I feel very much of like growing up youngest child, I'm very much the youngest child that like
forgotten, not heard.
Oh, or like,
okay. Yeah.
And that's no diss on like my family or whatever. Like it just each child kind of takes on their own thing. Mm-hmm. And I just have always kind of felt like unintelligent or like not unintelligent, but like not super well listened to.
Okay.
And like then what you had to say wasn't good enough for people to hear. So
yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Or like, oh, you don't, honey, sweetie, you don't really know what you're talking about. Type,
oh,
like,
okay. That type of thing. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And I've kind of felt that way in a lot of settings. And I think that's part of why I love my job so much is because I don't feel like that. I feel very listened to. And I feel like, oh, I have good ideas and they see my good ideas and like hear me, you know. But I've always felt kind of like I don't have the right hairstyle or the right technique to do makeup. And so there's always someone who like tells me what to do with this because like, oh, she just doesn't know, you know, or like, I don't know. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
No, it does.
A little bit.
So you just like are safe in some areas because it's easier until they talk about something and then you're like, okay, now's my chance to show you who I really am.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. When it comes to like wanting to appear intelligent and sharing things. Yes. That's when I don't feel like how I usually feel.
Uh-huh.
Like that. Mm-hmm. That's when I feel like, oh no, I know what I'm talking about. And this person is actually listening to me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you don't have to overcompensate in that moment. You can just,
yeah.
Like people are paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
To you. I think that is, I mean, I guess I don't know, Case, you're also the youngest child. Is that like a youngest child stemmed syndrome?
Totally.
I'm just like fighting for people's attention. Oh, I mean, like that makes sense for sure.
I remember like when I went to my job and I was like in a leadership role for the first time and people were asking me like, well, what do you think? And I'm like, you don't care. You don't care what I think.
You don't want to hear. Yeah.
Believe me, this is not.
Yeah.
You don't care what's going on up here. And I remember when someone called me out on it for the first time and I was like, but like everyone says like, you're just like a baby and you don't know what you're talking about. So like I know this is a fact. Like I know that.
I know that's what you're thinking.
I know that's what you're thinking. So I'm just going to beat you to the punch because it saves me that feeling of like, I'm an idiot. What do I know?
Yep.
Self-deprecation
totally
is so much easier than vulnerability.
Yeah.
I couldn't like I ask this because I'm also feeling like I'm pulling something out of myself as well as you say that because youngest kids, you get it.
Yeah.
You just get it. You got to be one in order to get it.
And a lot, this could also be because I like married someone who's younger than me, but a lot of my friends here are significantly younger than me. And I think part of why I flocked to those people is like, I am the like wise person in this friend group, you know?
Yeah.
Like, also Noah's a year younger than me. So like all of his friends are subsequently a year younger than me. And then they're married to someone who's like younger than them. So then like I'm friends with someone who's like 3 years, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
In the grand scheme, we are all the same age range, but yeah, I am the like older sister type then to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that I've never felt that before.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Huh. I like that.
I remember Gabby also mentioning that too, because she's also the youngest of four. And just the trigger when somebody kind of like dismisses her or pretty much like makes her feel incompetent or like not listened to or whatever. Like then it comes up of like thinking back to like, oh, when like her brothers would just be like, well, that's just Gabby or that's just whatever. Mm-hmm. Like not giving you like an equal say in the conversation. Yeah,
totally.
So I get that point of fighting for that. And again, even
a point. Sorry, keep going.
I was just gonna say, even if it's something as like niche as Taylor Swift lyrics, like I get that because that is like A, something you're passionate about, but B, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like you do see, like you do know a lot, so it's not even like, I don't know where I was going with that comment, other than the fact that you do like have a lot of like knowledge. So I think it's cool, like even if it's a niche thing, it still is like, oh, you've fought for that.
She wants to make sure that you're seen and heard right now in this moment.
Yeah, I was trying to.
And I feel heard.
So is this the last time you felt seen and heard right here in this moment?
Actually, can I change my answer? It's right now.
30 seconds ago. Okay, my actual last question is, what's something that you had to heal from that you didn't think you could?
Ooh, I love this. Oh my gosh, Karen, that's so good. You feel so good about that.
I feel like I'm a we're not really strangers like card right now. That's what I feel like.
I literally am so proud of you. That's such a good question.
I had to heal from I didn't think I could. Oh man, I don't want to answer wrong. Like I
mean,
know
it's your answer. You're not
I know,
wrong.
I know there's something that's so good, but I feel like my answer, I'm taking a long time to answer all these questions.
No, that's fine.
No, that's what the power
you
of
you sit, marinate in that bun.
You're right.
Sit in that.
That, that was really funny. Oh, that's your one for the episode. That makes me giggle.
I always got to have one. Do you want me to repeat it or you got it off the top of your head?
Something I had to heal from that I didn't think that I could.
Yes.
I feel like my people pleasing tendencies have diminished in the last couple of years.
Okay.
In the sense of not people pleasing in the sense of like, oh, I want you to like me. I'm going to like dress this way for you. But in the sense of like saying no and having more like boundaries. I feel like that's something that I like
have healed from.
Yeah. Just of like, feeling like I feel like everyone kind of has this of feeling like I can't say no because I don't want to let this person down. And like if someone asked me like babysit, you know, like pre-Lainey, feeling like okay, like I kind of said this before a little bit of like I feeling like you need to like have a reason why you're saying no, like no, right. Sorry, I'm not really feeling well, but that's like a lie, like just say no,
right?
You know, and like you don't have to have a reason, like I just don't want to, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember two, three years ago, I had a friend. It was after Tulip Festival weekend here in Orange City, which is like a big like tourist thing that they do. And it was the Sunday of Tulip Festival, so everything was over. It was a big week, and I was exhausted, and I'm an introvert, so I needed like a night of like by myself to just like get away from people. And this friend texted and asked to like hang out, and I said, I was like, sorry, I really just need a night in, like I, you know, whatever, like I can't tonight, I would love to another time, but I can't. And she told me later of like, I love that you just said no,
Like, you didn't, there was no, like, beating around the bush. Like, you just said no. And I was like, yeah. And then, you know, like, when I, next time when I say yes, you know that I genuinely want to do this thing. Like, let your yes be yes and your no be no. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel very strongly about that. And especially now in the job that I have where I'm asking volunteers, like, every week to do things, like, I don't take a no personally, because I know sometimes you just got to say no, and that's fine. You know, if you say no to me 5 weeks in a row, great. That's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Because then I know when you say yes, awesome. You actually want to be on the team and are available. That's great. You know?
Yeah.
So.
That's a huge thing to be healed from, to like come full circle in.
I love saying no to things. It's awesome.
I know. I mean, even to give you guys perspective, this wasn't even something you said no to, but put something on our radar, like something we could join in. And then Casey was pretty much like, no, I don't want to do that. And Mare was like, great, sounds good. So it wasn't even your no, but you were like, cool, I'd rather have that. No,
honestly,
and like,
I love that.
Then like, oh, wishy-washy. And here I'm like, what is that? What are you explaining?
I'm a pretty confident no person myself.
Right,
so.
Right. Hey, that's something we're all learning. Maybe we can learn more from Case, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm probably too confident sometimes. Sometimes I should probably shut my mouth a little bit.
Right?
I knew I could get away with it because it's just you guys.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You can say no, like
yeah,
and like you don't feel bad for it.
Right, right. That's my last one. Yeah.
I love that much.
That was good. How are you feeling? Are you feeling hot? Are you feeling
that
warm?
That wasn't as painful as I thought it was going to be.
Okay, good.
Oh, good. Yeah, I didn't know crying. Where that was going to go, but yeah, I think it landed well. Good job, Mare. Well done. You can take
you.
A breath.
Well done. Guys.
Wow. Thank you. And that literally concludes our hot seat
series,
if you will. That was fun. We enjoyed that.
That was fun. So like as a listener, like who had the best one?
Please say mine. I might have been tipsy the whole time, but please say mine.
Say mine.
Okay. Literally afterwards, I was like, was I slurring my words the whole episode? So if you listen back last week, I was fine, but I was a little nervous. I had a day.
You did.
I always have a day, but I had a bigger day that day. But yeah, we want to know. Our inbox is open. Also, this is I have a friend who said that she would write in an email. So this is my PSA. You will know who you are. Write it in. It's benforeverpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear. Yeah, I want to know who had the best as well. And if you want to do this again down the line, because, I mean, we have more questions to be had for sure. More topics to talk about. Don't we?
We sure do.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I would love more than anything right now for Meredith to bring down this mood.
Bring it down.
I would also love to. Okay.
Bring it down.
We are going to have, you know what? I think that I've just been on the hot seat a lot tonight. And so we're going to do a little competition between you two. Because I know.
You know I have a good competition. God.
And tonight we're doing a spelling bee.
I
literally love this.
Actually, I'm kind of scared.
I'm so excited.
Okay, I've been trying to collect words just in my happenings around about life.
Kara, like, you're not allowed to use your phone. Put it away now and don't cheat.
I'm not.
When
sorry.
I see a word, I'm like, oh, that's a hard word, and I write it down, okay? So don't ask me.
I need to check it off.
The origin
okay,
of the
don't
word.
Don't ask, like, okay.
Because I don't know.
So this isn't like a legit spelling
it's not
bee.
A real
this
spelling
is just
bee.
This is just like a bootleg.
It's a bootleg
spelling bee.
Okay. I could probably use the word in the sentence.
Can
if you
I like write it down on my hand before?
You could.
Okay.
Yes. So the way that this format will work is you'll go one at a time. So I'll start with like Kiera and I'll say, here's your word. If you get it wrong, Casey gets to steal it from you.
Okay.
Okay. And then it would be Casey's turn. And if she gets it wrong, you get to steal it from her.
Okay.
But we'll go kind of back and forth like
okay.
that, if that makes sense. Okay. All right. So... Who, okay, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10.
Lord.
And whoever is closest goes first.
I was going to say 7.
Well, okay, I already said it.
Then okay, I'll say 4.
Also, you want to know something? Wasn't thinking of a number. I said, so you, I'm thinking of
so
a
that
number.
So that means you thought of I'm seven. I'm thinking first of a number, so I have no seven. Number. So therefore, you thought of seven. No.
Think of your number now.
Okay.
Do it bigger it? Now. We need now make it
yeah,
tougher.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We okay. need like 0 one, to 50 or something.
Okay, let's do 1 to 20.
Okay. 12. Okay.
I was gonna say 11. 19.
It was 16. Kiara, you get to go first.
Boom. Nuh-uh. Boom. She went over.
I said, so she was I was still close.
This is rigged.
No, she literally she did say whichever is closer, to be fair.
But you literally went freaking over. That's literally fine. How the game works. I don't so. Even want to go first. I don't even need it. I don't need it.
Okay.
I don't
okay,
need
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, let's see. We also, we're going to have the same amount. Started yet. We're also going to have the same amount of work.
No, I'm going to steal all yours.
Okay, whatever.
All right, okay. Kiara. Your word. Hey,
also, don't no say xylophone. Phone, is your phone away? Is your phone
my
away
phone
here?
I already there? Told her no phone. Phone
is, okay. If I look down, it's because I'm like writing on my laptop with my okay. finger.
Your word is Jeopardy.
Okay.
Just start like spelling it.
Someone is in okay. Jeopardy.
Okay, I'm ready.
In danger.
J-E-O-P-A-R-D-Y.
And say the word again.
Jeopardy. Oh, I have to say it again?
Kiara,
oh, okay.
That's correct. Great.
One.
Good job.
Boop.
One. Oh, all right. Hold on. 1 second. The door just swung open and I see no human. So that means it's probably Mira on the ground crawling.
Perfect. Yes.
Who flung the door wide open. So give me one moment.
She heard Jeopardy. No, actually, she heard your clapping.
Yeah.
Yay, she's like, wait, yay.
Get out of here.
Get out.
Mira, can you spell Jeopardy?
Okay. Sorry.
Also, I think all of these words are similar difficulty, but this next one feels really hard.
Okay, oh, that's fine. Give it, okay. give it to her. Give it to her. You didn't. Right, you didn't get.
If it right. all comes down to this, I did technically win the number thing, but I gave it to you.
Hey, now
was it like pterodactyl or something
your
stupid?
Word is myrrh.
M-U-R-R.
Like frankincense and myrrh.
Yeah.
Are you dumb? M-U-R-R?
No. I don't know.
Is that your final answer?
No, that's wrong.
Okay, well.
Probably, it's like probably like M-Y-H-R no,
wait,
something.
Wait, wait, Kiara gets to steal it. Oh, so okay. Kiara, myrrh. But also you have to do the spelling before my
can I?
Say,
can I tell you? Can I tell you immediately yeah. what came to my head?
What?
Myrrh. From Impractical Jokers.
I actually
and
thought
I spelled
the same thing.
It like his name. That is how he spells his name, Myrrh.
Okay, I have to like.
And I also thought it was a race for some reason, so I said it as fast as I physically could.
Yeah,
I do regret like, it.
You also didn't follow any of the spelling bee rules.
I don't know the rules.
She just said Myrrh.
M-U-R-R.
I mean, that's not wrong. I'm technically okay. not wrong. It just depends on which myrrh you were going for, which
all
you
right.
didn't tell
all right.
me.
It's the only turn. Other possible option. And so myrrh. I'm going to go myrrrh. M.
Did you look in the Bible?
No. I'm
let her spell.
I'm drawing with my hand.
Let her spell.
Myrrh. See, this is how you do it. Myrrh. M-Y-R-R.
That's not right. Is that right?
Dang it. You there's an H at the
there's
end.
There's an H.
Otherwise, wait, it would have been right.
Why wouldn't you put it back to Casey then?
Huh?
No, because
oh,
you both tried
dead.
It and now it's dead.
Oh. It's dead.
M Y R R H.
Oh.
So you were very close, Kiara, but there's an H at the end.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
All right,
but
Kiara,
if we are I'm talking like, about Myrrh from Impractical Jokers, technically,
oh
that
my gosh, you didn't ask for the origin.
Got it.
Mary
she said
know.
She doesn't have the origins.
I know.
The origin is the Bible. I'll say the word and then put it in a sentence. So, Kiara,
okay.
now that it's back to your turn.
We know okay. the rules. We know the rules.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Okay, Kiara, your next word is roulette. Like, I can't use this in a sentence. Russian roulette is a game.
Okay.
Wow, that was a really good sentence.
Yes. Okay. Roulette. R-O- U L E T T E roulette.
Ding ding ding.
That was good.
Yay!
That's how I would have spelled that. Great
thank
job.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Casey.
Okay, it's not a race.
Okay, it's two to one, right? Is that
yeah,
two to one?
No, no, no. Okay. I don't have any. I don't have any.
Sorry. Also, I actually genuinely did think you had one.
No, I spelled myrrh wrong.
I know. Okay, back to you. And I my camera's like being a little weird.
All right, Casey, your word is nuisance, as in bugs can be a nuisance.
What the I really wish I had a piece of paper. I'm going to start off really confidently with an N.
Okay.
And then I'll let you know on the rest in just a moment.
Is there a silent P though?
You're so dumb. Hey, she can't sabotage. Sorry, can you actually dock her a point for that? Because that's actually really rude. That's actually really annoying.
There's
a silent
Q. Okay, I'll shut up.
You didn't say nuance, right? You said nuisance.
Nuisance, as in bugs can be a nuisance.
I really wish I could see what my finger was writing.
N-E-U-S-A-N-C-E.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you say it again?
No, I can't. That was that. I spit it out as fast as I could without thinking too hard.
N-E-U-A-N-C-E is what she said.
N-E-U. Also, say the word to finish spelling.
Oh, F you. You don't even know what I spelled. Now I have to start over in my brain. What did I say?
I think you
chat,
said
chat. Tell me what I said.
N-E-U-A-N-C-E. I think it had that cadence.
N-E-U-S-A-N-C-E.
No. N-E-U-A-N-C-E.
I literally don't remember.
Well, wait, no, anyway, you guys are spelling, every way you're spelling it is wrong. So. So wrong. Kiara, can you steal
I was
it?
Actually even trying to help you out.
Okay.
Okay, is being nuisance.
As in, sometimes.
I want to know if there is actually.
Wait, is this from a movie?
Nuisance? Probably. It's probably a word that's used in a
movie. All of a sudden, I had this like moment of like a deja vu movie quote moment.
Okay, give me 1 second to like write it down because I felt like I had it.
Oh, wait, I know how to spell it. I'm actually going to punch myself.
Go ahead. Stop punching.
For audio listeners, Casey just punched herself in the face.
Like, I want to know if it's like shorter. I'm just going
to. Can I like text it to you?
No.
But no, right, like, Kiara, while she's coming up turn. With it.
I know. Nuisance. I know it is. I know. And I'm sorry that I'm taking forever because like the.
No. Second I'm saying and third. Do it right now. Spell it.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying it's your turn and you got
no.
it.
No.
Okay. Okay.
She's saying no because she's bold and confident to say that.
N. U. S. A-N-C-E.
Is that literally what you just said?
I don't know. I mean, nuisance. Sorry.
No, I put a E in there. I put an
E. You were very close. It's N-U-I-S-A-N-C-E.
I would not have that freaking
There's an
I
what?
In there.
That's giving me silent P vibes.
Nuisance.
Nuisance. Yeah. Okay, nuisance. That's why I was like, nuisance. I was thinking that from a nuisance. Movie.
All right, no one got it. Okay. All right, Kiara, it's back to you.
Okay.
Your word is conscience, as in when Meredith lied to her first grade teacher, it weighed heavy on her conscience.
No, it didn't. She was didn't. Like, this feels good.
She was like, I got so much attention.
Conscience. I feel like 99% confident. There's like a small percent that this isn't it, but I think it's con. Okay. I think it's.
I knew what you were going to say.
I like, don't want to say that.
That okay. was good. That was good.
Thank you. Conscience. C O N. Now this is the S C I E N C E. Conscience.
Yeah, that's right. Ding, ding, ding. That's right. Yeah. Conscience. That's what you were going to say. Conscience. I remember when I learned how to spell conscience. Conscience.
All right. And then Casey, your word is unanimous.
You know, I get it. Like, I get what people say when, like, they go to the front and they, like, forget everything. Like, I get that feeling
I get
now.
It. You're getting, like, a little bit of imposter syndrome.
Unanimous. No, not imposter syndrome.
Or what is that called? Stage
fear.
Fright.
I think it's fear. Fear. Terror. Sure,
yeah.
Potentially.
Terror, dread.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Catastrophizing.
I'm not going to lie to you. What is my word? Again, I don't remember.
Unanimous.
Okay.
I'm crying.
Why can't I spell today? I'm so scared. Okay. I think the first one really like shot my confidence and it's just going down the tube.
I think it's about down the tube.
Wait, like a practical joke?
Wait. Are you not even gonna try? That was so dumb.
That was funny.
I'm sorry, you have to tell me the word again. I'm not kidding.
Unanimous. What do you think it is? Try and remember. Oh, okay.
Sorry. All I could think of was nuisance all again.
All three judges voted yes in a unanimous decision.
Okay.
Nice.
You N. Feel good about those. A. N. Nan. I. M-O-U-S. I'm going to get the frick out of here. Unanimous. That's probably
ding,
wrong.
Ding, ding, ding.
Praise the Lord.
You I was going to say, that's, yes.
I needed one, you guys. I needed one. I was
she's on the board.
Stupid.
And you know what? That was our last word.
So.
And our winner is Kiara.
Wow.
Thank
Kiara
you.
Kiara won 3-1.
Thank you. In the adult spelling bee.
But Casey, I've never been prouder. Board, so that was great.
Yeah, that is really good. I will say, I did have that silent eye. That was a real killer.
Yeah, I don't know where that
was
came
a big
from.
That eye is a nuisance in that word.
Nuisance?
Nuisance.
Oh, you saw?
That was fun. We'll never forget Myr. Anytime you
forget.
Spell Myr now in your life.
Wait, how do you spell
can
it?
We, just make sure you
can
ask
we spell
the
it right now?
M-Y-R-R-H. Myr.
Ding, ding, ding.
M-Y-R-R-H.
M-U-R-R.
It's still
to be fair,
wrong.
I don't. I
do
mean,
stand on that. You thought Myr
is still annoying. So.
You thought Myr too. Remember when you thought album had an N at the end?
I mean, I still do. I still write it that way. Like, there's certain words I can't spell. Album, one of them. Restaurant, no. And
oh, restaurant.
I can spell it in Spanish.
A third one.
Restaurante.
Restaurante.
But
restaurante.
I can't spell it in
restaurant.
English.
No. You mean restaurante.
Restaurante. Restaurante? That's what I mean.
Restaurante?
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Well, thanks, guys, for listening. Thanks for asking questions. Thanks, listeners, for listening to
thanks, Kier, for winning the spelling bee.
Yeah.
Yep. And thanks, ChatGPT, for a great list of spelling words.
Hey, did honestly, you get them all right? You as a listener, did you get them all right? Just tell us. It's fine.
How would
know.
You spell nuisance?
Just tell us. How would you spell Myr?
Okay, what came to your mind truly when she said Myr first? Just be honest.
I would love to know what our major demographic is if they were an Impractical Joker era.
Because
I don't think it's like still going on.
Yeah.
Today.
It is.
Oh, it is? Oh.
It is.
It's
yes.
like their 50th anniversary or
but
something.
But it's...
That's SNL.
That's
SNL.
I think that the one guy left who was really funny who would do literally anything.
Oh,
because
didn't he like kind of get canceled?
I don't remember.
Mm, there was one of them that kind of did Myr.
Not Myr. Myr's chill. Myr's
it was,
chill.
It was frankincense.
It was.
Not darn frankincense.
I can like visualize all their faces,
yeah.
but I don't.
Yeah.
Know their names.
We're doing the thing that Myr hates, which is drawing out the
okay,
ending.
Okay, fine. Let's just cut this.
So before
this
she
right
wants
butt.
To say no to us, let's probably end this.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too.
We love you too.
I feel so
thanks
seen.
For listening, you guys.
We
next
love
week.
You, listener. We love you.
Hope you feel seen and heard yeah. as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And with that, goodbye and see you next week. Okay.
Bye.
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 Bye. That might have been the longest.
That was really long. I was really, really, really long.